Come to you this morning with grateful hearts, with expectant hearts, because you are our good Father, and you plan to bless us, and you plan to help us, and to love us, and to forgive us. Your plans are to always be with us, and we thank you for that. We thank you for your faithfulness, that you're not a man that you should lie. God, we thank you that you this morning want to speak to us, to help encourage us, to help us on our path. And we honor you and we thank you and we pray that your spirit will forever be with us. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture this morning, our scripture is going to come out of the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. I know the latter part of this story, obviously, is when Peter walks on water, and we love to talk about that. And man, it preaches good and it's a great story. But something the Lord showed me, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes ago, an hour ago, something like that, is that there was a walk that happened before Peter's walk. And I know, like a lot of us probably, I'll speak for myself, I should do a lot more walking / running. You know, any doctor in the world will tell you how good it is for you. And recently, while we were on vacation, we were going to go eat dinner, and my wife was saying her back hurt or something, and she went on a walk, and when we picked her up on the golf cart, she goes, "Oh, I needed that." And she began to tell me how her back didn't hurt anymore, and she felt more energy and all these things, and I'm like, "Girl, I have no idea what you're talking about. When I go walking or running, I feel exhausted." But there's certain benefits that she got from walking. There's certain benefits that you or me can get from walking, definitely health benefits. But on the flip side of that, there's some spiritual walks that you and me are in right now that I believe God wants to help encourage us while we're on our way. And what example should we follow? And the best example that you and me can follow is obviously our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I want to talk about this morning the walk that happened before Peter walked on water, because I think there's three or four important things that can help encourage us this morning, that can help us along our way, because I know that some of us are either in a storm right now, or we're walking up on a storm, or a storm's on the horizon. Because the world promises each one of us that we'll have some troubles, we'll have some tribulations, but don't miss the latter part of that verse when Jesus tells us, "But be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world." You see, brothers and sisters, this morning, you or me are fighting on the winning side. The battle has already been won. Bible tells us that the battle is not even yours or mine. We just have to trust in the Savior that walks before us. We have to trust in the one that the Bible says died before the foundation of the world. Jesus, God himself, went through this walk on this earth for 33 plus years, and he promised us that we could do it because he could do it. I know a lot of us sometimes think, well, Jesus was successful, or Jesus could overcome things because he was Jesus. But the Bible goes on to tell us that the same Spirit that raised him from the dead is the same Holy Spirit that's in the inside of you and me. And I believe one of the greatest lies the enemy will ever tell the children of God is that we can't be like him. We can't be as successful. We can't be as powerful. We can't accomplish some of the things that Jesus did. Brothers and sisters, this morning, as we pick up in Matthew chapter 14, verse 22, the Bible says, this is after Jesus had fed the multitude with the 5 loaves and 2 fish. In verse 22, it says, "Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitude away." Your Bible may say immediately after this, Jesus insisted that his disciples got into the boat. What I believe God is showing us is that Jesus was adamant that he wanted them to get into the boat because he had to take a walk. Jesus was about to come to the disciples while they were in the middle of a storm, in the middle of the body of water. But before he could do that, Jesus knew he had to be by himself. Verse 23, "And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray." So before he could go out to them, Jesus took a walk. What did Jesus do on his walk? The first thing he did is he insisted that he needed to be by himself. Brothers and sisters, this morning, I love to be around the people of God. I love to be around the few friends that God has gave me, my family members. I love to kick it. I love to have fun. But sometimes we have to be by ourselves. One of the greatest strengths that any of us could take away from the lesson this morning is that if we will get by ourselves, sometimes that's the only time God speaks. Sometimes when we get before God and tell him everything going on in our life, it's the only time that you and me can be honest, because we don't fear judgment. We don't fear that somebody's going to go tell somebody else something. It's when you and I can be real. And the Bible says that Jesus insisted, or he was determined within himself, to make sure those disciples got up on the boat themselves. Sometimes you and I can't go with everybody else. Sometimes you and I can't join the party. Sometimes you and I can't go on the retreat or the trip or the whatever it may be. Sometimes you and I have to take a walk by ourselves to go meet with God. Jesus knew that he was about to come up on a storm. He knew that he was about to come up on some men that were going to fear him and question him and going to face death. And the first thing he did was wanted to get by himself. I know a lot of us, probably one of the hardest things for us to do is be by ourselves. And I believe the reason for that is because it causes us to be real. It forces us to look at our actions. It forces us to reflect on the day's activities. It forces us to be honest with God. And it's not because God needs to know anything. God already knows. He already forgives us. He already loves us. He already holds our hand, but he wants us to be honest with him. He wants us to be alone with him so that we can accept and realize those things. You see, my wife may have got some physical relief, some physical things happen good to her because she took a walk. But when we are able to take a walk with God by ourselves, the benefits are endless. I believe that's when God can whisper sweet nothings to us. I believe that's when God can show us that he's there for us and help us. But it's the hardest thing in the world to do. And if you don't believe me, try to get by yourself with God. Your phone won't stop ringing. Your kids won't stop yelling. That ball won't stop hitting the back of the door if you shut the door. Whatever it is, the world will come at you with everything that they have. Just like going on a fast. When you try to go on a fast, everybody wants to cook you some desserts or certain meals or whatever it may be. And it's not shame on them, but I believe it's God saying you can do it. Brother Kevin, you can do it. Sister Alex, you can do it. You can get by yourself with me, because Jesus had to take a walk before Peter could ever take a walk on the water. So we know that Jesus had determined to get by himself. We knew that Jesus wanted to go up on this mountain. And what did he do when he got up on the mountain? The Bible says he wanted to get up on the mountain so he could be by himself to pray. He didn't want to get up on the mountain and watch YouTube or Facebook or whatever it may be. He didn't want to get up on the mountain and worry about his financial problems, or were they going to have enough money or enough time or whatever it may be. The Bible says that he went up on the mountain. He was determined within himself to get by himself. And the reason he wanted to do it was to pray. I don't know how many of you, but sometimes when at the end of my day, I'm like, God, time flew. You know, what happened to the past 2 days? And now that I'm 41 years old, I look back and I'm like, what happened to the past 10 years? You see, I believe that if we don't do things with a purpose, if we don't determine within ourselves to accomplish certain things, then I believe time will just pass us by. I believe the reason that Jesus did things on purpose was to show us that we need to live on purpose. When we decide that we're going to go to God by ourselves, then we got to do it with the objective to pray. And praying, yes, it's talking to God. Yes, it's telling God the things that we want. But last night as I was praying, I began to tell God some of the things that I was asking him for. And instantly when I began to say those things, God reminded me, did I tell him thank you today? So my prayer last night before going to bed was nothing but thank you. God wouldn't even allow me to ask him for anything. But I found myself for several minutes thanking God for his goodness, thanking God for his faithfulness, thanking God for every time that he did not disappoint me, even though I disappointed him. Brothers and sisters, I believe this morning we can get up on that mountain, we can get in that secret place with God, because I believe that people are waiting on you and me. I know a lot of us want to help encourage our brothers, our sisters, our family members, whatever it may be, whomever it may be. But the only way for us to get in that position is first, we've got to be okay. First, we've got to get ourselves right. How do we get ourselves right? Jesus went up on the mountain, so you and me should get into that secret place with God. In verse 23, the Bible says, "And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now, when evening came, he was alone there." Verse 24. "But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary." Or the wind was in turmoil. The wind was against itself. The wind was absolutely swirling. All this stuff was going on. And notice that the boat wasn't next to the shore. The Bible is very, very specific. No matter what version you read, it says that it was in the middle, meaning that Jesus was about to have to take a walk by himself, meaning that it wasn't going to be a short walk, meaning it wasn't going to be an easy walk, meaning he was going to have to face some adversity. But Jesus, never one time that I read in the Bible before he took this walk, was worried or scared or thought he couldn't make it. Why? Because he prayed. Why? Because he spent time with God, because he spent the time it took to have confidence that knew if God has taken me this far, then he'll never leave me. Brothers and sisters, I have good news for you this morning. If Jesus, or since Jesus died on the cross for our sins, since God loved you and me enough to know that he sent his only begotten son, he chose this. He wasn't forced. His hand wasn't forced into this situation. He chose to die for you and me. And if that's not good news enough, he also chose to resurrect again. And if that's not enough, he also chose to put the same spirit that when he said, "Let there be light, let there be land," and he divided things, he created the stars in the heaven, that same spirit that made those things happen, he chose to give you and me. That's good news this morning, but me and you have to be built up. We have to spend time in the Word ourselves. We have to pray ourselves. We have to do the things that it takes to be strong ourselves way before that we can ever help somebody else. I see a lot of brothers and sisters in the faith fail or fall or mess up or live in depression or a bunch of other things. Why? Because they're trying to help and they have a good heart. They're trying to help so many people around them, but everybody's sucking the resources out of them. Everybody's pulling them down because that person's not strong enough yet. When is my relationship with my wife built up the most? When it's just me and her. When it's just her and I spending time doing things together, letting each other know that we love each other and we're there for each other. So our relationship with God is the same way. It's when he sees us praying when nobody else is around. Because it's easy to pray when a bunch of people are around. It's easy to read the Bible when a bunch of people know you're reading the Bible. It's easy to do certain things, but Jesus knew that he had to be by himself, and he knew that he was about to face a hard journey across this water into this storm, but he never, not one time, complained. Why? Because I believe he had confidence. And if there's one thing I want for us this morning, is for you and me to have confidence. I want us to have confidence that know that God will never leave us. Confidence to know that no matter what's going on in the world politically or with this AI nonsense or whatever it may be, I want you and I to know that God will not leave us. God will not disappoint us. God will not fail us. And I promise you, if we can know that in our hearts this morning, if we can know that in our innermost being, then I promise you, things will happen for the good of the glory of God. They must happen. So we know that Jesus, he went up there to pray, and he's about to go to this boat in the middle of this body of water. And in verse 25, it says, "Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. They were troubled, saying, 'It is a ghost,' and they cried out for fear." Verse 27, "But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid.'" Verse 28, "And Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.'" Verse 29, "So he said, 'Come.' And when Peter had come out of the boat, he walked out on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous," or it was in turmoil, "he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, 'Lord, save me.'" Brothers and sisters, Jesus had to be by himself to be built up in the Lord, I believe, before he walked out on this water. And he's going to save his people. He's on a mission. He's doing a good deed. And right when he gets there and they're able to see him and he's coming to save them, he has the purest of hearts, and he's met with a bunch of faith and a bunch of appreciation and a bunch of gladness. Absolutely not. He's met with doubt and fear, and they're questioning, "Is it even you?" And they're scared of what they see. And he does not get mad at them. He doesn't say, "Oh, you doubted me," and turn around and walk the other way. He doesn't command, you know, that the winds kill them and the waves cover them and they drown. Absolutely not. Jesus is so built up after his alone time with God that he sees Peter in a situation of doubt, in a situation of turmoil, that he knows that there's only one thing that can save him. And the only thing that could save Peter at that moment was a walk with Jesus. The very same thing that Jesus used to build himself up, the very same thing that Jesus used and Jesus knew he needed was a walk by himself to get strong in the Lord. He knew that if Peter could get close enough to him, it's the same thing with the woman at the well, with the woman caught in adultery. If she could get close enough to Jesus, that would fix all the situation. That would fix all the troubles. And he knew that Jesus knew that if Peter could walk on that water, if he knew that if he could get close enough to him, that would knock out all the fear and all the doubt and all the worry. So the Bible says, just for the sake of time, that Jesus commanded Peter to come to him. And Peter begins to walk on water. And then all of a sudden, Peter begins to sink. Peter begins to fall back down in the water because the Bible says that he looked around and he saw the wind was contrary, or he saw that there was a he saw that the waves and the wind, there was a big storm. He saw and he began to doubt within himself. You know, we knocked Peter for this, but I don't know the last time you or me took a few steps on water. God knows I've tried. Dead serious. I've tried. I said, "God, give me this kind of faith, and I'll probably try it again." But Peter took a few steps because he trusted in God. He trusted in the word of the Lord. And when Peter went down in the water, he didn't die. He didn't give up. He said, "Lord, save me." And that's what God wants for you and me this morning. If we've lost our way, if we've fallen, if we allowed anxiety from yesterday ruin our morning today, or if we're worried about finances or troubles or our children or our loved ones or our wife or husband or our job or our business or whatever it is, God's wanting us to yell back to him, "Lord, save me." Because when he saves us, the Bible says that he reached down and took the hand of Peter. And Peter didn't have to take a walk by himself. Peter got to hold the hand of the Savior, and the Savior and Peter walked back into the boat. And the Bible says that when they got there, that the wind ceased, that the storm stopped. Brothers and sisters, I have good news for you and I this morning. God, I believe, is reaching out his hand to each one of us. And he's saying, "Listen, you don't have to walk this life alone. You don't have to face this trouble by yourself. You don't have to face this diagnosis by yourself. If you will take my hand, everything, it might not stop, but it'll feel like it stopped. I've sat in a prison cell with all hell going on around me and had more peace than I've ever had in my life." Why? Because the hand of the Savior was in my hand. Brothers and sisters, I'm sure each one of us can testify that we were going through something and we walked through it victorious. We walked through it with faith and with love, and we were able to forgive people that the world would tell us never to forgive. Why? Because you took a walk with Jesus. I know the song says, just a little walk with Jesus. And I believe that. I believe that if we can have enough faith to say, Lord, save us. Because I know that I fall. I know that I mess up. And I think all of us do. But that's not the important thing. The important thing is what happens after the fact. Jesus knew that spending time with the Father would help him make that walk. But I love how Jesus didn't command Peter to take that walk by himself. He allowed, after he messed up, to walk with him. And I believe that's what Jesus wants for you and I this morning. Peter walked on water. Don't let people preach that Peter fell in the water. Yes, he did, but don't lose focus that Peter still took a couple steps. Brothers and sisters, I know that you and I, we've taken a few steps. I know that we've done some things for the glory of God. I know God wants to help us, and we've helped people, and that those things are amazing. But if you do mess up, if I do mess up, do not let pride or arrogance or what other people will be worried or think about you or whatever it may be, don't let that stop you from saying, Lord, save me. Because when they got back in the boat, the Bible says that those men that were afraid at the sight of Jesus, those men that were scared because they thought it was the ghost of Jesus, that when Peter and Jesus walked back into the boat, the Bible says they were no more afraid. How many people are waiting on you and me to get back to that boat? How many people are waiting on you and I this morning to take the hand of the Savior and say, Lord, save me? Because when we do that, we're walking in a relationship with God, and that relationship will show. That relationship will encourage people around us. That relationship will give people hope around us. Peter had enough faith to take a couple steps. And I pray we have that kind of faith. But more than anything, I pray that when we do mess up, that we have the kind of faith that says, Lord, please save us. Let's pray. Father God, I honor you this morning. I thank you that God, that you allow us to take some steps and you allow us to go through some miracles. But God, when we do fall, God, when we do mess up, when we look at the problems of the world, when we look at everything going on around us, Lord, I thank you that you give us the faith to say, Lord, please save us. And this morning, God, I pray that you save us. I pray that you help us and encourage us and strengthen us. And God, we're not worried that we fell down. We're not worried that we fell in the water. We're not worried that we looked at the problems going on around us. But we are grateful that your hand is there. And we will commit to you this morning to take a walk with you, because a walk with you makes everything great. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.